Now, a new competition is being launched to try and increase diversity in opera and the world of classical singers. The competition launches in March and is utilising a unique way of auditioning new talent. Now, the new competition, By Voice Alone, involves a jury made up of casting professionals from the Royal Opera House, English National Opera, and other leading companies. And the woman behind the exciting initiative is Melanie Lodge, and she joins me now. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Simon.
Tell us more about the actual inspiration behind By Voice Alone, then.
Absolutely. So this is a competition over three stages, and what we wanted to do was create a new way, an alternative way, to discover excellent, well-developed professional voices from the widest pool of talent possible, regardless of age, disability, ethnicity, background, experience, or appearance. So what we've done is we've planned the competition over three stages. We're going to start with a blind first-round audition. Then at the second stage, the 30 voices will get put through, and they'll get the chance to sing live in front of an incredible jury, along with lots of industry casting professionals. So a real career-changing opportunity, followed by a final competition in front of a live audience. The reason that we're starting with this blind round audition to begin with is that we wanted to remove all unconscious bias from the equation so that we really could just focus on the sort of the main thing first, which is, does this person have a great voice? Is this a professional level voice? Yes, no. Then put them through and then see whether they've got the whole package of being an amazing actress or actor with that. So, yes, that's the idea behind the competition.
I know some people will be thinking, well, it sounds a bit like The Voice, but the way I'm envisioning it is that perhaps if I was a judge and I just walked into this auditorium without any announcement, I didn't know who was on stage, and I was blindfolded, and I just heard The Voice Alone, and I would have no background knowledge. It's basically so that I only judge it on the actual voice, isn't it?
Absolutely, initially. You know, because there are many groups that over the years have felt marginalised by the profession. So this is a real opportunity to remove that and give everyone a level playing field. You know, this is not about removing excellence. This is just about creating a fair opportunity for all. And so we've gone to lengths to try to ensure that we can be as inclusive as possible. For example, we've made sure that we have disabled access to each of our venues. And that's been a real eye-opener because, you know, it's something that I've never had to consider. But actually, so many auditions for companies are held in venues where there is no disabled access provided, or if the participant might have to come in from a different entrance to everyone else. So it's been really a fascinating experience start to finish. You know, each time that we'd ring up a venue and say, do you have full disabled access? They'd say yes. We'd get to the venue and find there were six stairs down to the stage, or the lift hadn't been working for 6 months and there was no intention of getting it repaired. And or one particular audition room, you needed to walk down a flight of steps to it. And this audition room is used by many of our leading opera companies. And so if you were to then need to gain access a different way for a disabled participant, that person would have to be walked through another company's meeting room to gain access to the room. And it made me think, how would I feel if that was me? And you've got to deal with all of that before you even get to open your mouth and sing. So it's been a fascinating experience start to finish to try to consider this from all angles for all people.
It also puts it in a nutshell, doesn't it, really? Because it shows that if disabled people were really expected to take part in these kind of things, and it was a level playing field, these things would all be taken into consideration. So obviously it hasn't been an issue up to now with these companies.
I assume that it may be because they've not had applicants that require extra adjustments to facilities. But we didn't, you know, we wanted to kind of create something where that was not a problem to start with. And that wasn't a barrier to start with, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. And because that very thing, I know we had this discussion about the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh last year, and how many venues didn't have disabled access, etc. Obviously, you're dealing with certain buildings that are very old. But if this is actually part of the baseline, then it's changing the playing field, really, isn't it? It's making it a level playing field then to start with.
And because what's interesting is that a lot of venues, they've gone to great lengths to change everything front of house to enable wider access to the wider community, but they've actually not changed backstage at all. So it's still very difficult for disabled artists to work in the same way.
All right, so it's going to be totally accessible to go to the audition. Who can enter then?
So the idea is that this is open to anyone who is seeking a professional career in opera. That might be young singers training privately or at a recognised conservatoire. So just as we want to be inclusive to those that have not come the normal route, we're not going to exclude anyone that has come the traditional route. We're looking for emerging artists to come along and take part. Professional artists that might have taken a career break for parenthood, for example, or for ill health, because it can be very difficult to re-enter the profession when you've got a big gap on your CV. You know, people can look at your CV and alarm bells can go off unconsciously in a way that perhaps isn't fair on the artist. And also, this is the professional artist to step up and get to the next level in their career. You know, this is an incredible panel. A real life-changing opportunity to sing for the heads of casting from so many opera companies. It's not just about winning a competition. This could actually give an artist a career-changing job as well, which would be wonderful. We're also not just looking for voices that are ready to go, ready for the operatic stage. We're also looking for some raw talent voices amongst all this. So our trusted ears at the first round, they'll be listening out for voices that they just feel are super exciting. Maybe they need a bit more help with their languages, with their musicality, a bit more help technically. But they'll be listening out for some voices that they believe are really special and could do with more support, more knowledge about how to gain access to the profession, and more training. And so we'll be awarding some prizes specifically for voices that we believe possess this raw talent that should be nurtured.
And also, you've been working with Janine Roebuck, who's the deaf mezzo-soprano. Now, a lot of people would say, how could that be? How can you be a deaf singer like that? And that actually goes the distance there, doesn't it, to prove that these barriers don't need to exist?
Yeah, it is incredible. I mean, Janine Roebuck is a real inspiration about how that she hears the music through vibration. Just like Evelyn Glennie, the deaf percussionist, it is incredible the different ways that each of us can experience music, whether that's through feeling or in an auditory way.
It seems like an amazing thing that you're doing, but it also seems like it's quite an uphill struggle, is it?
You'd have thought so, but it has been absolutely fascinating. What has been totally wonderful about this is our main house opera company's absolute acceptance of the idea. Everyone is genuinely interested to see what happens when you do remove unconscious bias, and genuinely curious to know, will this help to increase diversity within the profession? Will this discover some people that might previously have been sitting just outside the sort of pool of people that normally are available to them? And it was just wonderful because we started with English National Opera and contacted them, and they said, yes, okay, and then the Royal Opera House, and then gradually more and more. And the majority of companies were happy to be involved. Unfortunately, not all can due to availability. But we're genuinely excited by their interest in what we're doing and their willingness to support us in this.
And also, if you can get people in from all different walks of life, it brings a whole different audience as well, doesn't it, to the arts?
Absolutely, it really does. Because when I go to the theatre, I like to connect with what's going on stage, and I want to be moved by it. I'm not so fussed about pretty pictures and seeing beautiful people in beautiful costumes. I want real emotion, real stories, and to see real people, real life. Sometimes you can go to the theatre and what you see on stage is not a cross-section of real life in terms of appearance, age, community. And so if you can get more diversity into the stage, into the actual shows, then I just feel that you'll bring in a greater community in your audiences, you know, which we need to keep opera alive.
It seems, listening to you, Melanie, it sounds like it's a real personal thing for you to do this. It seems really important. What's driven you to do this?
It is important to me, actually, yes. When I was a child, I was really lucky. We got to learn how to play a musical instrument at primary school. You'd sing in assembly. You'd do some choral and classical music in the choirs. But now, you know, music is being axed from all of our state school systems. And then how do you then get those children to connect with music and to become interested in opera in the first place? If they're not experiencing opera in their homes or classical music in their homes, then they're not experiencing it at college or school, then how are they going to ever find their way into the profession in the first place? And to miss out on this whole cross-section of community that, you know, could come with it with exceptional voices, if only they have the knowledge to be able to access classical music, opera, and the profession in the first place, it just seems an absolute shame that that this is what's happening.
So who can apply then, and how do they do it?
So anyone can apply. The rules and regulations can all be found on the By Voice Alone website. And there's a link, all of the links are on there, because you can either apply by submitting recordings or you can apply for a live audition. You can make your application. All of the applications are processed through Audition Oracle, which is a website that helps singers connect to audition opportunities. So, yeah, visit the By Voice Alone website and everything you need to know is there.
So there you heard it, the By Voice Alone website. It sounds really exciting, and I look forward to chatting with you again about this. But in the meantime, Melanie Lodge, founder of Audition Oracle, thank you very much for chatting with us.
Thank you, Simon.